Hey, welcome back. It's the Don and Steve Experience on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine is taking the day off. She just says she has these vacation days that she just has to burn.
I'm just going to burn. I got days to burn. I'm just going to lounge. I'm going to go to coffee. Maybe she's going to like TJ Maxx. What a beautiful day.
Oh, boy. A day to be at TJ Maxx is any day. You have to sift the crowd. So, by the way, that's the voice of Elizabeth Reese.
What?
And this is what the local tabloids have been saying is the reunion that the Twin Cities has been clamoring for.
I know. It took so long for us to do something together. I mean, it's like the Friends reunion. They were just waiting.
And waiting.
We took the right deal, took the right offer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it was generally, it's just the same deal.
When people ask you about the, of course, Elizabeth Reese of Twin Cities Live fame, when people ask you about our vicious breakup online and what led to it, what do you tell them?
Oh, I just tell them it was just nonstop crying. It was just tears.
Are you guys still doing the show without me? I don't mean to step out of line. So you guys have continued then?
Well, as I've told you for many years, the show went on before you and it'll go on after you.
long after you, hair boy.
It's an institution. Yeah, it's still going on, I think. I'm going to be there today. I was just live on Minnesota Live 5 minutes ago.
Well,
from
this
my
is,
house.
This is what's so great about you being here today. Speaking of institutions, the institution within the institution is the series that just kicked off today in its 13th year, which I find hard to believe.
I know.
Is 12 Days of Cookies.
12 Days of Cookies starts on Twin Cities Live today. And so I kicked it off on Minnesota Live this morning, which that's just so many cookies. And it's very fun. It's like this annual tradition. And, you know, we did this before everybody did it, Steve.
Yep.
Like, now
yep.
if you go
Talk
to foodnetwork.com, you're going to see, like, 12 Days of Cookies. You're going to see people doing this all over the socials. Guess what didn't exist then? I mean, there was, like, only Facebook. No one did 12 Days of Cookies. And I've been doing it for now 13 years. I did miss last year, I'll tell you. Our bakers did it. We did it on the show, but I was on maternity leave.
No, that wasn't last year.
Yeah, it was.
No. Was that last year?
Yeah, I had a baby in October of 2020.
Gosh.
His name is Heathcliff. He's very handsome.
Wow. That's funny. Okay, so now I remember all of the things that you're saying, but I am forgetting that was in 2020.
I know.
Wow.
It's funny how, you know, at one point, I remember, you know, just walking around that TV station and the radio station, and I was like one of the youngest people there.
Yes.
You know, I was like, I was 27 when I started at Hubbard Broadcasting. I mean, I barely knew what I was doing.
Yeah,
and I remember trying to just like figure out who everybody was and what everybody did and where all the buildings were and like where all the stations were housed. And then now all of a sudden it's been almost 14 years.
Can you believe that?
It's just time marches on, my friend. I can see how at some point you're super old and you're like, well, there it was.
We did it. We did it for a while and now it feels like it's done. I feel that same way too because we've had new, and I've only been at the station for, just about 8 years. It'll be 8 years later this month. Thank you guys for planning a celebration ahead of time.
Yeah, we're bringing you a cake.
For my eighth year as part of Hubbard Broadcasting. But I remember when it was just everywhere I turned, I had to meet somebody new. And we all can relate with this, right? When you're new at a workplace and it's just, who are you? You're trying to keep track of names. And it's hard to imagine that you would ever be in a situation where you're not the new person. And there's somebody else. And now we're meeting. They keep hiring new people. At Hubbard Broadcasting.
I know.
Channel 5 has new people, new faces, and you're just thinking, who are these people?
And you're not the youngest person. And then when you hit these milestones of, I have almost worked in TV in June. It will be 20 years that I've worked in TV.
Wow.
I think.
Wow.
Maybe. And then we have hired interns. Like, we have multiple interns that are on television or producing television who were interns for us years ago on Twin Cities Live and have like worked other places and created a career for themselves and then end up at KSTP at Hubbard Broadcasting. It really is a fascinating thing. Again, time marches on, my friend.
Time marches on, and the show must go on.
Mm.
And that's what's happening there. So
we miss you, though. I miss you. I'm really happy that I get to be with you today.
Yeah, this is so great that you're able to be here. I forgot, like last week when I called you, I was like, oh my god, she's on Monday. This is happening. already. Have you changed desks yet?
No, I got to do that today. I'm going to take your desk.
I know you're moving to my old desk.
I'm going to move to your old desk in the Twin Cities Live office. It's not. It's because Kelly Hansen wants a better desk. She had a bad desk. She had a bad desk. I don't know why she took that desk to begin with. It was a bad desk.
It's a desk that faces the front of the room, so anybody who comes in would almost look to her, and then we have our office manager, Tracy Robb, and you'd be looking at her like, who am I supposed to talk to here?
Yeah, but Kelly doesn't have enough storage space. Like, Tracy has more storage space than Kelly does, too. And she just, it's a bad desk, and so she said, Kelly said, well, I think I want Steve's desk, but your desk was the total opposite, and it faces the back, the very back corner of the room.
Some people said it's bad feng shui.
And some people don't like that desk, and so then Kelly was like, yeah, but it's better than my other desk. I said, Kelly, why don't you take my desk, and I'll take Steve's desk, because I'm not at my desk that much. I'm very rarely even in. I go days at a time. I don't even go in there.
I think the goal of any workplace is to get it so that you don't have a desk. I don't have a mailbox over at my talk. Never have. You have one.
No.
I think you have one.
Shush.
There are past employees, I'm pretty sure, that still have one. I've never had one, nor do I want one.
If you need one, you can always store stuff in mine, because I didn't know that I still had one.
I don't want to store anything. I want to be untethered.
Yeah, I paved the way for this very show, the Marjorie and Elizabeth show. My Talk 107.1, RIP.
We stand in your debt here today. Of course, if you miss Marjorie Punnett, you can listen to Elizabeth and Marjorie on their podcast, Best to the Nest, which it comes out. You drop a new episode every week, is that right?
Yeah, every Tuesday. And it is distributed by My Talk 107.1. It's all in the family. So Marjorie and I, we just recorded another one yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, we got one
on
tomorrow.
On the Sabbath?
I had a really busy week. I can't even tell you what last week was like. Last week was so busy. I did tell you at
one
point.
You sent me a text at one point and said, thanks for asking about my bleep show of a life. Here's what's happened. All the behind the scenes. You've got all this daycare stuff and, it's just schooling stuff. And it can get really tricky. And when one thing starts to spin out of control there, kid schooling, like childcare situations, can become an F5 tornado in a jiffy.
It's so true. And let me just tell you, I will start with, like, I came at it from a real place of gratitude that no one was seriously ill. I mean, we had one little fever. No one was seriously ill. But every time a new just like hammer would drop on my big toe, I got to the point where Jay and I were just laughing. We were just laughing, because it's like, if you don't laugh, you're going to curl up in a ball and cry. And we'd be like, what else is going to go wrong? Where should we get takeout? I don't know.
Doesn't matter anymore. Just hang in there.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy that you're here. We've got you until 12 noon today.
That's true.
We've got the College of Pop Culture Knowledge coming up at 10:30. Money Monday coming up at 11:30, where I just try to serve the Twin Cities and make everybody richer. Sue me. When we come back, why don't we get into a little bit of music news, which we would normally do at 10 o'clock, but we pushed it back. BTS has just created a model that I think every big band or touring act should follow. We'll tell you about the record they just set, what they're doing to follow up the record, and how I want to curate my life to be like BTS.
Great.
I'll explain when we come back. It's Don and Steve on My Talk. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Don and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine has the day off. We are joined by TV's Elizabeth Reese.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. This is a really fun way to start my Monday. I've had a busy Monday already.
Yeah, no kidding. You've been moving and grooving. I just clicked on the new thing that you guys asked me to click on. I feel really proud of myself. Everybody's moving and grooving now. We're doing great.
Oh, this is wonderful. I haven't done that. I'm going to do it.
Yes, come on over. You're going to love it here. That is Elizabeth Reese. DJ Rock Lobster joins us for the final 2 hours as well. Okay, I want to tell you about BTS, and then Rocco's going to tell us about some hipster thing, and I need to talk to him about the chair situation at these places where he sees concerts. But we start with BTS doing... they've created the best way to be mega stars, I think. They just set a record for essentially the most money made, the most people who have attended over like a 4-day stretch. They did this out at SoFi Stadium, and that's that fancy new stadium that they have in Los Angeles. And they set this, what's called a box score record. So they did 4 shows, 4 nights. It grossed $33.3 million. It sold over 200,000 tickets.
Whoa.
It is the technically the sixth best grossing engagement in Billboard box score history, but the first five engagements, so like the top five on that list, were all twice as long, meaning that they were eight or more shows. And BTS broke those records with just saying, all we need to do is four shows and we can get to a massive number. Now they're going on what they're calling, quote, an extended period of rest.
Oh, and so I love that. That's a great idea.
I like this on a bunch of different levels. I like the concept of make yourself scarce.
Yeah.
Is an approach that not a lot of people do and not a lot of us can do. We don't have that option. But if you're like a mega star, you could do the we're launching a 97 city tour over the next 12 months. Or if I was BTS, I'd take this break. Mm-hmm. And then I would look to 2022.
Yeah.
And say, we're going 12 places. And I hope that we're in your place. And if we're not, make it a fun trip.
And
we
go.
Will see you in LA. We'll see you in Vegas. We'll see you in Hong Kong. We'll see you in London. And just do it that way. Do a few shows there. Sell them out. Get the energy just insane because people know if we miss you here, we can't just get you tomorrow in Tulsa.
This is because the pendulum is swinging back, Steve. The pendulum is swinging back to where we were in this time when we were kids, in days of yore, when you couldn't just have anything anytime that you wanted it, right? I mean, you couldn't get if you wanted to watch something, you had to wait for when it was actually on. If you wanted to listen to something, you had to either have like a big budget to have a big cassette tape collection, which you still had to fast forward and rewind to get yourself to the song that you were craving in that moment. Yeah. Or you had to wait on the radio until it was on. And now this is just exactly how we're swinging back in television, where we had like this streaming. You could stream anything. You can binge it. You can watch it. And then you find out, wow, isn't that fascinating? Lo and behold, that things aren't as gratifying when you just like consume them like a fire hose.
Yes.
It's just not that fun. It's not as great. That scarcity or not having things all the time is what makes it special and exciting. And so now it's like, now they're releasing a show every week and you wait for the show. Then it's so fun. And this is exactly how it should be with touring, with music. I think people are going to start to do that with social media too. Breaks. And because there is going to become a point where saturation makes it not special.
Yes.
That should go on a mug or a t-shirt.
Saturation makes it not special.
Thank you, Rocco.
Yeah, I was listening.
Yes.
There's a guy who said a thing. Let's see if I can remember.
Oh, it's a great story so far.
It had to do with technology and working into your rhythm how you do. Okay.
Rewind.
It had to do with taking these intentional pauses from technology, all electronics, where you can immediately, I mean, we blame our phones, which is where we get trapped a lot, but it's the same thing. It's on Netflix. You can just pull up anything at any point in time. You get any freaking answer that you need
it's ridiculous.
On your call. And I think he says that they take an hour a day a week, and a week a year.
You've told me this before. Who is that person?
Okay, I don't know. Hour a day a week, and a week a year where they turn off all electronics. So imagine if, and it sounds little, right? But even if tonight you said from 7 until 8, phones aren't like, I leave it face down so I don't get buzzed by like the notifications. The phones are powered off. The television is off. The radio is off. And I think they actually do it with all electricity. Like they'll turn all the lights off too. I might be making this up now.
That's why I like to go in the sauna. You know, I go sit in the sauna. This is why my sauna thing has been so restorative. And it's really like luxurious and amazing because I go sit in there and I do pipe in music, but I've started piping in like alpha waves, meditations, like that, because I was getting to a point where I was into listening to podcasts in there. And then I'm like, well, okay, well, I just ruined my respite. So I just pipe in sound and then I just sit and then it's quiet and I just like focus on being present. And I honestly think, you know, there's all sorts of benefits. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on the radio sometimes, but there's all sorts of health benefits to being in said sauna, said the Finns. But I think even just the deprivation of all of the blinking junk is number one on the list.
Yes, that's true. Just turning it all off.
Don't do it right now, though. This is a great radio show.
We think that you should. Just in doses. See, that's the point, though. If you just work it in little bits into your life, you won't feel like life is so fractured and just comprised of these little fractional bits of time that you have that, of course, it leaves you feeling splintered.
I know.
Like in your spirit, in your soul, where you're like, oh, I need to not have all of this going this way.
I also need to minimize how many ways I communicate with people. This is the other thing. I was thinking about this weekend when I was messaging you on the gram.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I don't like this. And like sometimes I'll get in message situations in DM with my sister or with Jay or whatever.
Too many to keep track of.
And then I'm keeping track of like text messages plus DMs, and I got to just pick one way, and then that's the only way.
I wasn't trying to talk with you on Instagram DM. I just try to send you reels that I know will irritate you.
I know, I hate it.
To the core of your being.
I hate it.
And then you started a conversation. I think you started it.
Good morning. No, I was complaining about something. No,
oh, yeah.
I sent you something about robots reproducing and taking over the world just to stress you out.
Happy Saturday morning. Robots can have sex and make other robots now or something like that.
That was it.
We're all going to die. Hey, let's play a game. That'll lift everybody's spirits. 651-641-1071. That's the number you can call. You can bet on me or Liz. Bet on the right person. You'll win a prize. In fact, you're going to team up with Liz. Hmm. You're going to make it be that way. See if you can get a win. That's next.
Children's Theater Company, who have a show called Annie out there, who yours truly saw on Saturday. Recommend, directed by Peter Rothstein. You might have enjoyed his work directing My Talkers in War of the Worlds a couple years ago. He's also part of Theater Lot today. He's directing it. It's awesome. Anyways, he brings you this look at Jonathan Uhas's 5 Eyewitness News weather forecast. It's cold and windy out there. Right now it's 5 degrees. Might be some snow overnight. But yeah, look out for cold and wind. Sunny and 5 right now at My Talk.
Sunny and 5.
5! Nice.
Holy nutshot. Welcome back. It's the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Elizabeth Reese, my good friend, is filling in for Donna Valentine, who's got the day off today. DJ Rock Lobster joins us as well. Hey, Rocco, listen.
Yes.
You need to remind me here because this is a big day. Of course, we're about to give away a prize, which is really cool, but we have two other giveaways.
Oh, right. I was just looking at that. So I think the prize for the game is the t-shirt, right?
Okay.
Unless you want to, I don't know. Because look, we're supposed to give away a TGK Automotive gift certificate for 5 oil changes.
Which is awesome. Fantastic.
And then we're also going to be giving away today a show at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, Christmas with a Whole Lot of Soul featuring Ginger Commodore.
You know what? Here's what we're going to do. Both of those
are
going to come up in the 11 o'clock hour. Don't tune away too soon. We'll give away the t-shirt now, but a big giveaway hour coming up. Hour 3, if you listen on the podcast, we'll start that at 11 o'clock. Meanwhile, let's play a game.
Let's do it.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
3 trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host.
DJ Rock Lobster.
I want to see how smart you are.
Yeah. I'm going to play a little mining music here. Because today is National Mining Day. Did you know that?
Did you search miner music?
I know a few songs about mining. There's this one by our guy Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Oh, yes.
There's a song by the Bee Gees called New York Mining Disaster 1941.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm going to quiz you guys.
Whistle While We Work would be one, too, right?
Totally counts.
Get ready for that, perhaps.
Oh.
I'm going to quiz you on some things that have to do with mining in pop culture. And just to bring it down a little bit, National Miners Day, December 6th.
This is going to have to do
is a day to remember miners who died working in the mines.
I know, because that's a really dangerous job.
Super very dangerous. Very
so,
dangerous.
You know, give a thought as we're playing this game here. You know, let's have some fun, but let's remember people that lost their lives. Bringing you coal, diamonds, What else?
All right. We you might have to start.
Uranium.
Yeah. How do you think you have all the chips in your phone?
Yes.
How about the fillings in my mouth? Silver Taconite. Fillings? Is that you mine for silver?
Mercury?
Let's say yes and yes.
I don't know. That's got to be really dangerous.
Here
Mercury.
To maybe correct us on a lot of things is mining expert Kathy.
Kathy. I can see your soot-covered face from here, my darling. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, but I can't believe that this is the game that I got, the mining one.
Yeah, this is a depressing coal miner-themed quiz, which we didn't think we'd get to. We're starting to wonder if we need to have Rocco run these by us. It's really a delightful surprise. Look, I just found out the same time that you found out, Kathy. We are going to have you team up with Elizabeth today, okay? So this is going to be team woman, hear her roar, okay?
All right.
All right, I'll be standing over here, Rocco. Flag me down when it's my time.
Okay, sounds good.
Good luck, Liz.
Thanks.
What I'm going to do for this first one, usually I set the clock at like 30 seconds, but I'm going to give you kind of a longer question, Elizabeth, and I'm just going to let you take as much time as you
really?
Can. Yeah, why not?
All right.
And I'll play a little music here.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you for question one to name all seven, or as many as you can,
dwarfs
of those dwarfs.
Yeah.
D-W-A-R-F-S, by the way.
If dwarfs. You look
at, yes, dwarfs. From Snow White. Go for it.
Okay. Happy, Grumpy, Crabby, Hungry, Sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I like this song. Snuggly.
Snuggly.
Smelly.
Smelly.
Stuffy.
I really thought you'd nail this one, Elizabeth. You got the little ones. I'm sure you're a Disney fan, no?
Yeah, I like Disney.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
How many
you've
did
named
I get?
Like 8.
That sounds good.
All right, let's move on.
Let's stick with
this question. Okay, question two.
Okay.
Can you name the 2005 Charlize Theron movie about mining that took place in Eveleth, Minnesota?
Oh, yes. Shoot. North something. I think it was North something. Woody Harrelson was in that, right?
Perhaps.
Too, and they shot that, and he went to this vegan restaurant the whole time that he was there. Bah!
Well, maybe Kathy will know.
All right.
And the last question, can you name the 2009 movie where they mined for unobtainium on Pandora?
No. Okay. I don't even know what any of that means.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but it's pretty much, it's a big time movie.
All right.
I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
Maybe Kathy can help you.
Kathy,
I
hope.
Need a
she is a
help.
Mining expert after all.
Kathy, let's go back to this. How many of the seven dwarfs can you name, Kathy?
So there's Sleepy, Grumpy, Dopey.
Oh, Dopey.
Sleepy.
What was the last one you said after Dopey?
Sneezy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I
think Kathy's doing better so far. That's four. We can stop with four.
Sleepy, Grumpy, Dopey, Sneezy, Bashful, Doc.
Doc.
I'm so close. You're seven. I'm at six, right?
You are at six.
Boy, you're good.
Oh, it's the seventh one. I can't remember.
Okay, you did pretty good.
That's really impressive.
Well,
none of the ones that I mentioned.
What if I told you that? What if I told you Elizabeth did give us the one you're missing? In fact, it was your first one that you gave.
Bashful?
Do you remember Elizabeth?
Did I say that one?
The first one that I said was happy.
Ooh.
Happy. There
yeah.
we go.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Good job, Elizabeth.
All right, together.
We're a team.
All right, let's go to question two. In 2005, there was a Charlize Theron movie filmed in Minnesota. It took place in Eveleth, Minnesota, and it was called what?
The only one I remember of her that I think was done in Minnesota was Young Adult or something like that, or where she was just a really awful adult, but I think that's wrong because I don't remember anything about mining being in that movie.
Yeah, they shot it in the Northland up there on the Iron Range.
The other one that came to mind when you were trying to guess, you said the word North.
Yeah.
So the other one that came to mind, but I didn't see it, but it popped in my head, was North Country.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Elizabeth, okay. Kathy's coming through for you.
Let's I know. See if, that's what it was.
Let's see if Elizabeth, let's see if Kathy watched this 2009 movie, the one where they mined for unobtainium on Pandora.
What came to mind there was The Big Bang Theory, where they had that episode, and that's not a movie. Mm-hmm.
This movie grossed $2.847 billion.
Is that Avatar?
Giving you guys a lot of hints.
Matrix? I have no idea, honest to God, but I'm just throwing out Matrix, Mind for something, Blood Diamond, I don't know. I'm Pandora, you said.
Mm-hmm.
On Pandora. I go with her with, like,
Avatar.
Okay.
Let's I don't know. Let's just go with it. Whatever, Kathy. Okay. What's the worst that happens?
I'm going to wave at Steve. We'll bring him back.
Okay,
Steve. Like, why is this taking so long?
Did you guys go into an actual mine to get these answers? I have never.
Well, the truth is, question one, I'm giving you unlimited time for.
Yeah, and question one has so many answers. So why don't you settle yourself?
There were multiple points where I thought, they're done. And then I thought, did I lose connection?
Did you think there was a coup and I took over the show?
I didn't know what happened. I mean, somebody's asking.
Well, yeah, I gave unlimited time for question one, and I'll do the same for you, Steve. In fact, let's do it right now.
It seems like Elizabeth took her sweet old time on this first answer. I'm going to plow right through this.
Because I think seven of your favorite miners are dwarfs, not dwarves, if you look at the spelling.
Is that right?
There's seven dwarfs that hung out with Snow White when they weren't working in the mine. How many of those dwarfs can you name, Steve, and I'll give you all the time you need?
I love this song. It reminds me of being on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. In Disney this last April. Oh, I want to go back. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
Dopey.
Mm-hmm.
Sleepy, dopey, dizzy. Sleepy, dopey, biffy. I believe most of them weren't named. Sleepy, dopey. Angry? Wasn't there an angry one?
I thought you guys would do better on this one.
Angry? Come on! There's sleepy, there's dopey, there's...
I mean, are you going into the actual mine to find the answers?
Okay, all right, that's fair. You know what? I'll go to the next question. Okay. I don't even... That's a garbage question.
I thought you guys would both nail this. I was a little disappointed.
The people were screaming at their radios right now.
Let's go to question two. In 2005, there was a Charlize Theron movie about mining. It took place in Eveleth, Minnesota, and it was called what?
Oh, boy. Monster?
How about this one?
Mining movie?
Yes. How about this one, Steve? In 2009, there was a movie where they mined for unobtainium on Pandora.
Avatar. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with Sleepy and Dopey.
You're not going to win anyways because Kathy and Elizabeth got all seven of the dwarfs eventually. That's what took us so long. But
can you read their names to me?
I will. It was
Sleepy and Dopey are two of them, right?
Yeah, you got that. There was Doc, Grumpy, Bashful,
Happy,
and Sneezy are the ones you didn't get.
Happy, I got Happy right away.
Together, really? Elizabeth and Kathy got them all. The movie from 2005 was North Country. I believe Elizabeth got that one.
I got North, and then Kathy came through with Country.
That featured, Elizabeth said Woody Harrelson was in town, Frances McDormand, Jeremy Renner, Sissy Spacek.
Wow.
And then the last one, a movie that made like $2.5 billion, Avatar. Where they mined for
I got that. I've never even seen that with all those blue people.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that movie. Love the soundtrack, and I enjoy the rides at Disney.
So Kathy gets a T-shirt. We're going to mine for a T-shirt in the prize closet.
Yeah, good luck.
Awesome.
We've lost a couple people in that prize closet.
Kathy,
before, too.
I would like to be on any team with you anytime ever. You're great.
Right back at you. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
By the way, that game, Kathy, way to go. Thank you so much for listening. That game, one round of the College of Pop Culture Knowledge took as long as the Millennial X games take, which is a back and forth and a whole thing, and lifelines, the whole thing. But it was worth the wait. Kathy, you're a big winner today. When we come back after the break, Elizabeth is doing something very Minnesotan in her backyard, and it is quite the undertaking. We'll find out how building her own ice rink is going in her yard and what problems it appears you may have run into. I suppose that when we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk. Hey, what's up? Welcome back. It's Donna and Steve, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Just a few minutes away from our 11 o'clock hour, we have deemed is a giveaway hour today. We have multiple things that we have been blessed slash burdened with giving out. And so, Rocco, we will be the show where people are happy because they're winning stuff, but only if you and I remember. Do you think we will?
I think so. And again, we're giving away a 5-pack of oil changes at TGK. Which is great.
That's so great. Good. That's awesome. A really not super fun thing to pay for.
No,
and really fun when you get it for free.
TGK Automotives are all around, too. They got locations all around. So this isn't like if you drive to Champlin, like they're everywhere. So this is great. And then what else are we giving away?
There is a show. I was just looking up the name. I didn't want to screw it up. At Chan Hassan Dinner Theater.
Oh, a holiday show that they're doing. Yes.
Ginger Commodore. And it is called Christmas ... with a whole lot of soul.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. Okay, so we'll give both those away. Keep listening in the 11 o'clock hour. Something else that is very seasonal is ice skating. We're watching our pond that we have off the backyard, and we're excited when it starts to freeze over, and then we get hit with a 42-degree day, and it's like, okay, now that's melting again. We got to push out our expected date of being on the ice. Elizabeth has taken matters into her own hands. What are you doing in your yard?
Well, not me. You think I'm the one that's in charge of this operation? Don't you know there are other people who live here too?
Is it the hockey player husband?
It's the hockey player husband. Uh-huh. We've got a rink in the incredible backyard. I just saw him. I just popped downstairs.
Yeah.
To give one child a snack because he's not in school. Anywho. And my husband is working, but he now is working today from home in full like boots, like wet boots because he's going outside and managing his rink.
Okay, so this means what do you do to get a rink? Like, what do you did someone well, set up walls for you? How
yeah,
do you do this?
We had a guy come and set up the walls. So anybody who does a backyard rink, if you do a backyard rink, you know. Now I didn't know this because I'd never done one before.
Yeah,
but you have to have like plywood boards, okay? And then the boards form the rink and you measure it out and you build it. And then some of the boards have to be supported by 2x4s that are kind of, you know, like leaning and then forming a support. You put then this massive tarp kind of thing, like a plastic liner, and you have to clamp it to the boards and then you get your hose going. And then the water just flows. Now, you can't, like, really run it from your hose because it's freezing, right?
Right.
So we have a big hose running from the laundry sink in the basement all the way up the stairs, through the porch, outside, and then filling up this rink with 6 inches of water. I don't even know what my water bill is going to be, but I'm probably going to be asking for Venmo donations from you and Rocco when it arrives.
Wow. 6 inches of water across a large portion is probably a lot of water.
It's a lot of water. And so we live in the city. You know, we live in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a pretty big yard we have a big yard for Minneapolis. We don't have a big yard for, you know, the rest of you all living in suburbia where land is plentiful and it just sprawls all over the place.
What do we do with this? Should we divvy up this land?
What should we do with this land? Would you like another quarter acre? Sure, you can have it. So Jay found a guy who will come and basically he measured out the yard and then he cut all the boards and like framed it all out and then he comes and puts it up, but then you still have to fill it. And then at the end of the season, he'll come take all the boards down and then he'll store the boards. And that's the key because, I don't have a big garage. I've got like a little detached garage. And so I don't have space for all. I don't even have space for cars. I don't have space for all these boards.
Yeah, you can't put an ice rink in your garage now.
No, so we're not going to put that. So then he'll come and take it and then put it away. So it's, you know, it's definitely a bigger investment than doing it yourself. But it also comes with quite a bit of convenience. But we had the hose running. So here's the other thing. Our house was built in 1916. We also have an inferior pipe that comes to our house from the city. So like we have 2 showers in this house. I know it feels like really luxurious. You can't run 2 showers at one time. Absolutely not. One will get a trickle. An absolute trickle.
An inferior pipe that you have from the city.
It's gotta be fixed. Yeah. So Jay's like, okay, we gotta turn on all of the, like, I gotta turn on this water and then you're not gonna have as much water. Like, if the kids couldn't take showers last night the couldn't run the dishwasher, couldn't do anything because I just had, we had all hands on deck, all of the water going outside. And then he's like all nuts about watching for leaves. And
if you want to keep it clean.
You don't want a leaf in there. And then a one leaf got in there. And now he's all stressed out about how he's going to get that leaf out. And he just has like a permanent furrow on his brow right now because he's just like managing this and he wants it to be great. And he has like visions of just like being out there and skating with the neighbors. And all the neighbors are peeking their heads in because people don't really do this as much in the city. I know.
Yeah.
Vanita Sarkar, who used to, she was a longtime anchor at Channel 5.
Yes.
She had a rink in her yard forever, and she lives in St. Paul, and they would flood, and they would do like a whole rink. Tom Hauser at Channel 5, he's done one every single year for years and years. Vanita already messaged me on the gram and was like, this is amazing.
Oh, okay. You're getting good support from those who have done it before.
Yeah. So I don't know, but he, it's a real
process. So is there water currently running right now in your yard to the rink?
Yeah. And it's been running since last night. I mean, he started it at like, well, not even last night. He started it at probably like, it was light out. So like 3:30 yesterday.
I would feel like it would have already flooded.
But it's just, you got to flood. And then if your yard has any bit of like slope, you know, every yard has like, it's the earth is round. Grade. I don't know if you know that. And so like, it's not everything.
Well, it depends who you ask, but okay. Don't put your beliefs on me.
So we have a 7% slope apparently. Oh. And so it's a small slope.
Sure.
And so then it's, you know, the water has to fill up and then it's got to kind of even out. And then I don't know if he's going to like buy a DIY Zamboni or what's going to happen at this house.
Well, what he'll do then is, it will become a new shovel project for him where when it snows, we have this with the pond where it snows and then a variety of things could happen, which is people go out there with their shovels and push the snow off because it's tough to skate through the snow. Some days if it gets bad enough, the dads that have good snow blowers, surprisingly, I'm not part of that group.
That's so strange.
They go down. Well, my electric cord doesn't reach far enough to get down to the pond and I'm the only one who bought electric.
With a cord.
It sucks.
You know, you can buy the ones with the battery that are really nice.
I know. I'm thinking about doing that. I'm thinking about getting a Toro.
Yeah, that's what you got to get. Snowblower. We've talked about those on Twin Cities Live.
With Mike Fred alone.
Yeah, you got to get that. And then the battery's interchangeable with the lawnmower.
With the lawnmower. I know. So I'm thinking about doing that. But then dads will go down there if it's a big snow, and they'll just team snowblow. But we have that's a pond. So you have a lot
really
of space
fun.
That you're
the
doing.
The pond is fun.
Yeah, the pond is great, but yes, there's some upkeep, but that's a manageable enough. You can go see this in Elizabeth's Insta stories. Follow her on Instagram at Eliz Reese. You'll see the ice rink. That's a manageable enough space to shovel. Like, you won't be depressed when you get 6 inches of snow. You'll be like, all right, we're 30 minutes away from skating because I got to shovel all this off. But
I think he can put the snow blower on it too, right?
Oh, he's got a blower?
Yeah, of course.
Electric?
No, it's just a gas operated.
Mine's called the Snow Joe. That's true.
And I like the idea.
No, it's terrible. Let me tell you what happens. You're out there and you're trying to blow snow, and then it unplugs either from the wall or from the handle, and then it's just, how many times am I going
to
plug?
Yeah, you got to sell that thing, and you got to get one. You need to get the one with the battery. This is nuts. You can't be managing this cord. I don't even know how you're.
Cord management is not in my list of daily things.
Yeah. So it's ice rink. It's happening. It's winter wonderland. We're getting floodlights. It's going to be a whole thing. We're turning the porch into a warming house. It's going to be
so fun. Your kids are going to love this.
This is a memory. They should, because it's a colossal pain in the patootie. I'll tell you that right now.
Everybody, Google what patootie could mean. When we come back, we have got some movie news. George Clooney turned down $35 million. Tell you why next.